Good morning and welcome to 5 Minutes of Faith. I'm the Reverend Megan King from St. Paul's United Church in Warkworth. Today I'm looking at the reading from Luke chapter 8, verses 26 to 39. Many of you are familiar with this passage, I'm sure. It's a story of healing. Jesus encounters a man possessed by demons and sends the herd of demons into a herd of swine, which runs over a cliff and drowns. There are a few things I'd like to point out just to start. We understand that the scripture stories are written close to 2,000 years ago, and the imagery is what would make sense to the people of the time. It's really important for us to understand the historical context of the stories before we think about how to make sense of them today. When the ancient text speaks of demons, I think we are safe in assuming that perhaps this man suffered from some sort of mental illness. Another well-known biblical character who suffered in the same way was Mary Magdalene. Despite thousands of years of shoddy teaching, which describe her as being a prostitute, there's absolutely no such biblical basis for that idea. In fact, the only references to Mary's past are just twice, once in the Gospel of Mark, who says, "Jesus rose early on the first day of the week. He appeared first to Mary Magdalene, one of whom he had driven out 7 demons." Further along in Luke chapter 8, he echoes Mark by saying that she is Mary of Magdala, from whom 7 demons had come out. Another sermon will focus on why the powers that be felt, and in some places continue to feel, that it's so important to reinvent Mary's past and label her as a sex trade worker. So the man is possessed by demons, with all this involves. He's an outcast. Literally, he is now out in the land. He has no home but lives in the tombs. He's naked and filthy, and yet in his illness, he is still able to recognize who it is he sees. When Jesus appears, he falls to the ground shouting, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, don't torment me." For Jesus had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. A conversation of sorts ensues. It turns out that it's the demons who have recognized Jesus for who he is, and who tell him that they are legion or mob. The man has completely lost his sense of personal identity, held in the grips of his illness. One of the themes that the evangelist Luke expresses strongly is the sense of the awesome power of God. We see that played out in this story. The demons recognize this power, and it terrifies them. The possessed man is saved by God's power, and the neighbors who observe its after effects are baffled. They don't know what to make of it. But the power of God in this passage tells us of the compassion that God shares with the sickest, the most marginalized, the most lost among us. In sending the demons to the Gerasene swine and having them drown, God restores this man to his very own individual identity. In being healed, the man is able to take his place once again in the community. The amazed swineherds run off to tell the neighbors near and far. People come. They find the man clothed in his right mind, sitting with Jesus and conversing with him. Now you would think that the people would be amazed and delighted to see their neighbor return to his right mind, but this is not what happened. Instead, they're fearful. They're so fearful that they asked Jesus to leave them. So why this response? What in the world would make them so fearful in seeing their neighbor healed? Well, for the same reason that so many through the ages have cast Jesus aside, because he challenged and changed the social order. Communities can be like that. We get used to people being in a certain status, and if that changes suddenly, it can be unsettling. Churches can be the same way. Think of it. How many prefer the devil they know than the new ways they don't? We may even be able to recognize what's crowding out our own true identity as churches of God, and yet be unwilling to let that go. The final scene in this reading has the restored man asking, begging to go along with Jesus, but Jesus tells him to stay behind. Go home and tell everything that God did in you. Jesus is letting this man know that he, the changed man, is the best one to make change in others. His presence in his community is going to be a continual reminder of what God has done. It will be difficult for the community to sink back into its status quo. Perhaps this is the way healing works in communities. One previously lost self leads others to discover their own identities and gifts. We see in the stories of Jesus that sometimes following him may mean going somewhere else, and sometimes following him may mean staying right where we are. As we consider today's reading, may we be willing to claim our own identities in Christ, our true selves apart from the voices of the mobs and the legion around us. May we be willing to celebrate our identities, no matter where we are called to proclaim the power of God. Amen. This has been 5 Minutes of Faith with the Reverend Megan King. St. Paul's Warkworth, come in and have your answers questioned.